A day in the life of a nurse. I swipe my badge in the timekeeping machine and walk into the unit. Depending on the day, I wonder if my patients I had last shift are still alive. As oncology nurses, we often have many end-of-life patients that spend their last days with us on our unit. I like walking into a quiet unit in the morning because it sets the mood for how the day will go. If things are hectic from the time we walk in, they usually won't get better. I put my stuff down and check my patient assignments to see who I'll be taking care of for the day. Some days are harder than others. Some patients require more care. Some can walk, some can't even turn over in bed. I sit with the night shift nurses and we exchange report on the patients that they had overnight. I write my to-do list for the day of the things that definitely need to get done and I prioritize. It's now about 7:30 a.m. and I can get myself organized in the 30 or so minutes of peace and quiet before medications are due to be given. COVID surges affected the hospital a lot at one point. As an oncology unit, we don't allow any COVID-positive patients to be admitted, which was nice. However, when COVID was bad, there were always bad nursing shortages, and they would end up pulling nurses from our unit to work on the other units that were understaffed, leaving us understaffed as well. On a good day, we will have about 4 patients each, with 3 nurses working on the floor. On a bad day, we could have up to 7 or 8 patients each with 2 nurses on the floor. If it weren't for our nursing assistants, some days would be truly impossible to get through. By 10 a.m., the unit gets louder and busier. Vital machine carts beep and we get so busy that we forget to plug them in. And they sit in the halls with the battery alarms going off until it drives someone crazy enough to plug it in. Around 1 p.m., the nurses try to coordinate times that we could take lunch breaks. I usually run down to the cafeteria and get something small from the vending machine. Lunchtime is often interrupted by a doctor or a patient or a family member needing you to come answer questions, and you basically have to be ready at any moment to jump up and leave your food behind if necessary. By 6:15, things should hopefully slow down. However, sometimes you get unlucky and it's a time that everything goes bad. Personally, the majority of my patient emergencies have happened to occur at the end of my shift, which requires me or whoever the nurse is to stay late and help with the next nurse to do what needs to be done. If this doesn't happen, I usually try to get my paperwork organized during this time and double check that all my important to-dos or pending tasks have been done. At about 6:45 p.m., the next set of nurses come in for the night and we repeat the same shift report as that morning, giving new updates on what happened throughout the day and what needs to be done on their time. After change of shift report, I'll pop in again to each of my patients' rooms and say bye for the night and hopefully see them again the next shift.